not necessarily those of our advertisers or staff.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Live from the WGNS studio in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, this is the Financial Doctor Show, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. If you're like me and you're tired of one-size-fits-all financial talk radio, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner and fee-only financial life coach. This is a show about real financial planning topics. No hidden agenda, no one-size-fits-all baby steps here, just sound, unbiased, objective financial help. If you want to learn more about the show, you can go to financialdoctorswithans.net, financialdoctors.net. There you'll find links to our email and our Facebook page. If you have a question today, feel free to email or Facebook us. We'll do our best to answer it live on the air. For more about me, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, and my process I call fee-only financial life coaching, go to jasonwqualls.com. And just in case you ever miss a show, no worries, you can listen to every show right under the archive section at financialdoctors.net. And today, if you want to talk with us live on the air, chime in, 893-1450. Give us a call, 893-1450. Welcome to the show, and as always, thanks for tuning in. This is a special edition of the Financial Doctors Radio Show. Today, we're going to talk about our great city, Murfreesboro, and just so happens we have a special guest in the studio with us that happens to be an expert on the city, Vice Mayor and City Council Member Chris Bratcher. He has served on the City Council, if I'm not mistaken, 24 years.
That's right.
That's amazing. And been Mayor for 14 years, or Vice Mayor for 14 years. Also, I promoted you real quick.
Hey, that's fine.
I gave you a pay raise. And lifelong resident, currently serves on the board of Murfreesboro Electric Department and also on the Pension Commission, as we were discussing in the lobby. And not that long ago, I think you just announced you're running for re-election.
I'm also on the Parks and Recreation Commission as well.
How many jobs do you have? And we're going to discuss that and much more today, and we're glad that Chris can be a part of the show. It is a special edition of the show. But if you're new to the show, we first want to tell you what our normal focus is all about, and you can always go to financialdoctors.net. But we're really about three things, and as I said in the intro, we focus on real financial planning. And when I say that, what do I mean? Well, most people think financial planning, investments always comes to mind. They think mutual funds, IRAs, 401ks. But financial planning is about a lot more than that. And the truth is, if you have that way of thinking, you kind of open yourself up to be called on and be solicited by so-called financial advisors. In reality, in my opinion, most financial advisors aren't advisors at all. They are nothing more than salespeople. And when you're dealing with a salesperson, you have no way of knowing whether the recommendations they're making to you and your family are in your best interest or theirs. So I want you to be aware there's a better way for you to get real, objective, unbiased advice. And one of those ways is called fee-only financial planning. And that's where you pay for advice. And you don't pay someone to sell you a product. Now, I've developed a very unique, comprehensive process I call fee-only financial life coaching. And I'm confident it's like nothing you've ever been through before with your current so-called financial advisor. For more, you can go to jasonwqualls.com. And two, I said we're about real financial planning. And let me get back to that first. Let me backtrack. Real financial planning is not just about your investments. It's about your entire financial life, from your budget to your investments to your taxes to your estate plan, your will, etc. And if you're living paycheck to paycheck or you're very wealthy, it doesn't matter. You need a financial coach. You need a financial planner. You need someone that doesn't take a piecemeal approach and looks at one or two areas. You need someone that looks at every area objectively. And number three, what we're all about on the Financial Doctors Radio Show, I open every show with where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. That's the foundation of what makes this show different, because I sat back for many years and listen to all the financial talk shows that are available out there, in our local area at least. And they repeatedly dish out cookie-cutter financial advice. And if there's one thing I want you to take away from this show, and you can listen to all our archives when we covered a five-week series on real financial planning by going to financialdoctors.net, but if there's one thing I want you to take away is that there's no one-size-fits-all approach. There is no baby steps that work for everyone. Your situation is unique, my situation is unique, and your advice should be unique. So no process is the same for everyone. So I hope that makes some sense, and I'm glad you're with us today. For more about the show, you can go to financialdoctorswithans.net. And for more about me, Jason Qualls, you can go to jasonwqualls.com. We're going to take our first break, and when we come back of this special edition of Financial Doctors Radio Show, we're going to spend some time with Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher. This is the Financial Doctors Radio Show. Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwqualls.com.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in chopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Hi, this is Dusty Brown, owner and artist for Dusty Brown Style, a line of distinct accessories and apparel with style and quality, all handcrafted in my Murfreesboro studio. When it comes to my line, each bead is hand-picked for the perfect visual appeal. You'll find beaded necklaces, bracelets, and sterling silver earrings that can't be mistaken for mass-produced big-box items, hitting all of the right notes and created for you by me, Dusty Brown. My color combos and materials set a Dusty Brown piece apart. Antique keys, watches, and lockets adorn sterling silver, copper, and brass chains. Gemstones, wood, and glass beads give my clients quality over quantity. My leather clutches and cuffs are hand-cut from the hide and dyed for the perfect look. If you like what you've heard, take a look at Sugaree's on the Square, Reeves Sane Drugstore, Lime Tiger Studio located on Maple, the Chamber Gift Shop, or MTMZ's Gift Shop for Dusty Brown Style. Visit www.dustybrown.net or call 615-439-7836.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finish hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. There will be any written estimate from any legitimate competitor and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680 or find them online by going to JasonRecommends at FinancialDoctors.net.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. Questions, comments today, give us a call, 893-1450. And this is a special edition of the Financial Doctors Show. We're joined today by Vice Mayor, City Council Member Chris Bratcher. And we're going to spend a lot of time, the rest of the time today with Chris. And also in the studio with us is Grant with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, a local independent insurance agency, meaning they represent you, the client, not the big insurance companies. For more about them, you go to mid10insgroup.com or 898-0053. And later, Grant's going to share with us the deal of the week. And what that means to you, for the listeners out there, is it's a way that you possibly could save, or just a learning experience for how you could possibly save hundreds per month and also make a donation to the local Rutherford County Habitat for Humanity. So, Grant, we're glad you're with us today.
Thank you.
All right, Chris, let's get started here.
All righty.
You've been here for forever.
Long time.
34 years. You're 34 years young.
Yeah, right.
And you're in city government for, you know, a quarter of a century. How's that happen?
You know, I had to set back. First of all, Jason, thank you for having me on your program. I appreciate what you do for your listeners. And but anyway, I've born and raised here in Murfreesboro. And back in 1988, or actually 1986, 87, I had some people come to me. I was a young man at that time, and had some guys come to me and said, "Hey, Chris, we're looking for someone to run for city council, someone that would can relate to the average person in Murfreesboro, the working class, and even the city employees of Murfreesboro." At that time, I had two brothers who were firefighters for the city of Murfreesboro, and the fire department actually encouraged me to run to kind of help them bring some of their issues to the forefront. And, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing, and I can't claim that I really know what I'm doing now, but I kind of jumped into the arena and said, "Hey, I'll give this thing a shot, and we'll see what happens." And lo and behold, I won the race in 1988, and been there ever since.
Well, that's just flat out amazing, and you've seen Murfreesboro go through a lot of changes. And I've been here all my life too, and I remember when most roads were just two-lane highways. And, you know, tell us about what it's been like to see it grow from really a small. We still have the small town feel, of course, in Murfreesboro. I like to call it the biggest small town I know. But what's it been like to see all that and take part in all that expansion?
You know, it's been very exciting. And like I said, when I think Murfreesboro has probably tripled in size since I've took office. So we've seen a lot of growth, and it's exciting to see and talk to the people who move into Murfreesboro. Because typically, you know, when you and I are here, Jason, we kind of we forget about the perspectives that other people have when they move from another city. And I always like to talk to those people and say, you know, what brought you to Murfreesboro? What is it that attracted you here, and why are you here, and what is it that you like, or what is it that you don't like? And I love hearing those stories for people when they come in and they tell me just what you said. You know, Murfreesboro still has that small town feel, but yet you don't have to go to Nashville. As when I was a young guy,
right,
you had to go to Nashville for shopping, you had to go to Nashville for you know, dinner, eat out, for medical facilities, you had to go to Nashville. Now Murfreesboro has become the regional center for the other counties that are around Murfreesboro. Your Bedford counties, DeKalb County, Cannon counties, those other counties, they come to Murfreesboro now to shop. They come to Murfreesboro for their medical needs, you know, educational, MTSU, and those different things. So Murfreesboro has become a regional hub like Nashville used to be for Murfreesboro.
Did the growth begin? Did you build it and they come, or were the people the driving force of what, you know, brought the avenue? Or, you know, how does that come about? You know, I'm not that well versed in city government. We've done a lot of big things, big projects, and more are coming soon. How does that come about in a city that's, you know, is it because we're close to Nashville? Or
it is, you know, I think we're blessed geographically. Murfreesboro is a geographical center of the state of Tennessee, and that makes us very convenient. We have great education facilities here in Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro City Schools are great, and our county schools are good as well. We have MTSU, which is the largest undergraduate university in the state of Tennessee, with approaching 30,000 students. And people come, a lot of people come to MTSU to get their education, and they realize that Murfreesboro is just a great place to live, and they end up staying and opening up a business and just living here.
Well, I've seen, you know, I lived on the south side of town for many years, and Walmart is coming out there now. Mm-hmm. Just on, this is not off the subject, but is that city, would that be something you've been involved in, that project there? What took so long for someone to make a decision on that land, or some people that kind of fighting over that space, or how did it go?
No, actually, Walmart was looking, and they were looking at several different locations, as well as Target. And they had identified this Church Street. South Church Street is the busiest street in Murfreesboro. It has about 42,000 cars a day.
Man.
That travel down South Church Street.
Glad I moved.
And so, you know, obviously when you have that many cars, you need the services. Right now, if people wanted to go to Walmart, they'd either drive to Old Fort Parkway, which is extremely busy,
right,
or go to Rutherford Boulevard site. That site became available, and about the time that site became available, the economy took a downturn. Walmart was looking at that site, and we, as the mayor and council, rezoned that piece of property for a big box retailer. And then it kind of got put on the shelf when the economy took a downturn. Now our economy is starting to turn around and look back and go back up, and Walmart has come back, and I understand they've acquired that location for the Walmart site.
And they're proposing to be finished, what, 2014?
That's correct. And that's kind of coinciding with the expansion and the connection of the new Joe B. Jackson Parkway that will be connected over to the Interstate 24.
Well, that's awesome. Vice mayor for 14 years.
Somewhere along in there. I can't really remember. It's been so long.
Any aspirations to knock the big man off the job and take his seat?
You know, Jason, I when I got elected in 88, I got reelected in 92, and then I ran for mayor in 94. I ran against Mayor Joe B. Jackson. A lot of people don't remember that. And I remember it very well because he kind of kicked my butt on that. But anyway, Joe B. was a good friend of mine. I kind of kidded Joe B. I was young and naive, and I said, no woman's running against him at the time. I said, hey, I'm going to run against you and see what happens. And Joe B. done a great job. I was honored to be able to serve with him for a long time, and he was a good friend, he and his wife. But at this point, you know, our former city government, we have a full-time city manager, and our mayor is Tommy Bragg. I served with Mayor Richard Reeves and now Mayor Tommy Bragg as well. So I've served with three different mayors. Tommy does a great job. Tommy is one of the sharpest mayors, I think, in Tennessee. He's professional. He knows what he's doing. We're fortunate enough to have Tommy as a retired person. He doesn't have a job. And
can focus his...
Mayor is a part-time job in Murfreesboro, as is the vice mayor and the council. We all have to have our day jobs to survive. We do this as a community service pretty much. So we're lucky to have Tommy to be able to do that. He's financially secure enough to... He can devote basically full-time at part-time pay.
With Murfreesboro growing, has there been any talk of changing that to a full-time position? It's not what it was 15 years ago.
You know, and that comes up from time to time. And, you know, and it just... In my opinion, if it ain't broke, you don't need to fix it. You know, here's the beauty about this form of government.
Y'all are doing too good a job on part-time is what it is.
Well, and that's probably what it is. And you know, and here's what we can do. As mayor and council, we can hire a full-time city manager who has a degree in city management. We can interview that person, and it takes the politics out of that job. You know, I've seen people who are good people, and they run, they can get elected, but they may not be the best guy at running the city,
right,
or running this,
right,
or running that. And this way, you know, we're part-time, and we have our day jobs, but we interview and we hire our full-time city manager who is qualified to do the job.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, and this other cities follow suit, or are we unique in that area where it's not a full-time job? I know the small cities don't, but
it's, you know, it's typically your full-time mayors or your big fours,
metropolitan type stuff.
Yeah, it's you know, your Memphis and your Nashville, Knoxville, and Chattanooga, those types. And Murfreesboro being the fifth largest, I know one day we may get there.
And with all the expansion we talked about earlier, what are some of the major issues that Murfreesboro is dealing with right now, besides traffic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody.
Well, you just knocked that one off. You just kicked that one in the head for me there. So, you know, it's always traffic. But anyway, we'll get back to traffic in a little bit. Right now, you know, we went through a downturn in our economy. And typically when you do that, we get what they call state shared revenues from the state of Tennessee. A lot of times when budgets are tight, they won't share those revenues as generously as they did in the past. And so we have to be very watchful of our budget and make sure that things that we've done in the past, that we can continue to get those monies from the state and just watch our budget. It's actually kind of what you preach on. It's been budget management.
Well, we'll get to the tax issues in a second. And apparently Murfreesboro has been very good at budgeting their money because we haven't had a tax increase on property taxes in what, 13 years, if right. I read that correctly?
Well, it's actually, we haven't had a tax rate change in 17 years, but it's been 13 since we've had no property tax increase.
Okay. And I know when I read the budget, I guess a year ago or a year or two ago, it was when sales taxes had dropped because of the economy. Was that on the table? Was that something that people were in vying for election at that time? What is the political arena around the property tax issue?
Well, you know, Murfreesboro basically has three different avenues, Jason, of raising revenue or income, if you will. We don't sell a product. We're kind of like you. We don't have a product we sell, but here's the way we create revenue. We can create revenue from property taxes, and through sales tax revenues, or through fee-based, you know, you pay fees to do whatever. Those are the three legs that we create our revenue. We have to operate our budget off of that. Our property taxes are very stable. I'll touch on some numbers on that a little bit later. Our sales tax took a dip when the economy took. We took about a $2.5 million decrease in sales tax revenues, in between 2008 and 2010. So we had to readjust our budget, just like every businessman in Murfreesboro had to do. When business goes down, you know, government tends not to do anything. They want to just hold on and just
keep spending, keep burning through the money.
Right. And we, you know, even it's painful, but sometimes, you got to do those painful things. It's not very popular to cut back or even lay employees off. We cut back about 56 employees during the downturn. We didn't like to do that, but, you know, we have to operate Murfreesboro like a business. You know, you have to operate within your budget.
Is that a large number, 56?
Well,
it seems like a small number.
Let me qualify that 56 number, if I will. A lot of that was through people retiring, and we didn't fill those positions. We didn't hire new hires that were budgeted to be hired. We didn't fill those positions. We didn't actually lay off 56. I think the bottom number when we actually had to decrease or lay off people was about 12.
Wow.
And most of that was through nutrition that we didn't fill those positions back.
Well, if you're just tuning in to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, this is a special edition, and we have Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher in the studio with us. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to discuss the 2012 elections coming up right here in Murfreesboro. But we're glad you're with us, and you're listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwqualls.com.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in shopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053.
your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Hi, this is Dusty Brown, owner and artist for Dusty Brown Style, a line of distinct accessories and apparel with style and quality, all handcrafted in my Murfreesboro studio. When it comes to my line, each bead is hand-picked for the perfect visual appeal. You'll find beaded necklaces, bracelets, and sterling silver earrings that can't be mistaken for mass-produced big-box items, hitting all of the right notes and created for you by me, Dusty Brown. My color combos and materials set a Dusty Brown piece apart. Antique keys, watches, and lockets adorn sterling silver, copper, and brass chains. Gemstones, wood, and glass beads give my clients quality over quantity. My leather clutches and cuffs are hand-cut from the hide and dyed for the perfect look. If you like what you've heard, take a look at Sugaree's on the Square, Reeves Sane Drugstore, Lime Tiger Studio located on Maple, the Chamber Gift Shop, or MTMC's Gift Shop for Dusty Brown Style. Visit www.dustybrown.net or call 615-439-7836.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finish hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. There will be any written estimate from any legitimate competitor, and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680, or find them online by going to JasonRecommends at FinancialDoctors.net.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. Questions for our guest today, Chris Bratcher. Give us a call, 893-1450. This is a special edition of the radio show. We have the very special guest, as I mentioned, Vice Mayor, City Council Member Chris Bratcher in the studio with us. But first, let's take a step back and get Grant with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group involved and let him share the deal of the week for all of our listeners out there.
Well, Jason, today we're mainly going to concentrate on in creating the next deal of the week. We're going to offer it out there to anyone. If you call in, the first two callers, we're giving away two $10 Demas's gift certificates. Everybody loves Demas's. I was there this week, had to wait in line, I think, on a Wednesday. It's a great place. Everybody loves it. So the first two people to call in, no obligation to buy, just to quote your insurance, we will give away, of course, the $10 Demas's gift certificates for the people that call in. But as always, proud sponsors of the Habitat for Humanity. We're going to take a check down there this week for January and February. All the calls we've had through January and February, we're going to take a check down there for all that. We appreciate all the support. Habitat supports, appreciates all the support. It's a great thing to have here in the community. It's talking about local city government. Habitat is one of those organizations that makes Murfreesboro a better place to live, and we're thankful for all the work they do. So that's all I've got. Call in 893-1450. The first two people to call in, we'll give away Demas's gift certificates and the Habitat for Humanity.
Well, if you've been a recent listener to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, you know, Grant's been an avid part of the show, and for more about that really dives into his practice, you can go to the archive section under financialdoctors.net, scroll back a few episodes and find the Building a Strong Financial Foundation. But one of the ways that we talk about saving money is through your homeowners and car insurance. And we need to be finding every penny we can, squeeze every nickel out of everything. And one of the easiest ways is to shop your home and auto insurance. So give Grant a call or go to the website, mid10insgroup.com. But the first two callers get a donation made to the Habitat for Humanity and win $10 to Demas's free of charge, 893-1450.
Hey, I want to say that I also, Grant not only has the best products at the best price, he gives excellent service.
Thank you.
And that's key. And you know, if you're going to make it in the financial services business, you got to give great service. But, you know, we always talk price here. But, you know, service is a big part of what Grant
when
does
you,
as well.
When you need your insurance man, he needs to be accessible. And Grant's always there. So I really appreciate
it. Thank you, Chris. We strive on that. That's, again, prices. And we tell people that. Price is great. But that doesn't get it, because if not, everybody would have their insurance with some fly-by-night, you know, Geico or something like that, because some of them have some pretty good prices, but then you go and need their help, and
right,
you're just stuck. So thank you for that compliment.
Well, if you're just tuning in to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, we got Vice Mayor with us, Chris Bratcher, and let's get back to talking about our great city. But let's start by going into first your reelection campaign.
Okay.
You know, it's coming up. I think you said it was April.
April 17th is election
day.
They got it moved back a couple of days. And early voting starts March the 28th.
So don't pay your taxes. Go vote. No, I'm just kidding. But explain to, you know, if what is your platform? Why would you say you've been doing what you do for a long time? And what's your voice?
Well, I appreciate you asking me that question, because it is a great question. I get people, they ask me all the time. I've been blessed and fortunate enough to represent the people of Murfreesboro for 24 years. And people, in today's political climate, that's almost unheard of. And people ask, Chris, what is the secret? And how can you, how have you been able to stay on for that long? And I think it's pretty simple. I think people want to be able to talk to people. They want to know that you're a good listener. They want to know that you're accessible. They want to know that they feel like that, you know, you can feel what they're going through. And I've tried to do that. I've tried to be someone that, you know, that all walks of life can relate to. And doing that, you just got to be there for the people when they need them. And I think if you do that, they know that, they can understand that, they can feel that. You can't be someone who's fake, if you will. But and people just want to know that you're one of them and you're there for their voice.
Are there any major issues that set you apart from your competitors out there in the election?
Well, you know, right now, my platform going for the next 4 years is going to be growth, and it's going to be jobs. Right now, the people in all across our country, and Murfreesboro is no different, they need good employment. You know, Murfreesboro and Rutherford County has been very blessed, even though we've taken a hit during this downturn in the economy. We haven't taken the hit that most cities or most states have taken. Murfreesboro has been fortunate enough that we just landed, obviously, the new Amazon plant that's coming into Murfreesboro. That building they're building is going to be 23 acres under roof. The building is 23 acres. Include the mezzanines. It's almost
1,000 jobs. Or is that, I saw, maybe it was Nissan that was hiring 1,000.
The Amazon plant is going to be about 1,300 jobs. And then Nissan is going to add 1,000 jobs for the new Infiniti car now, plus another 1,000 jobs in about the next 12 to 24 months. And those are just the two top big ones. There's other, and people talk about the growth in Murfreesboro. Jason, Rutherford County and the Murfreesboro in 2011 had a record-breaking 111 ribbon cuttings from the Chamber of Commerce. And that's people who just
lots
joined.
Lots of small business.
Lots of small businesses. A lot of small businesses. Everyone don't join the chamber. That's the ones who did join the chamber. So business is strong. People have got an entrepreneur atmosphere in Murfreesboro, and they're opening up businesses even during this downturn. So business is thriving.
And if you look around, you know, there's lots of big organizations coming here, but most of the places to go work are small businesses. And, you know, there's just not... And that means there's a lot about what you guys do on the city council, making it easy and accessible and cutting all the red tape to make it easy for business owners. Is that something that's been, you know, I've got a business license three times now in the city, And it's just very simplistic. And you hear horror stories out there about other cities making it difficult. And you got John Stossel on his Fox News show saying you basically need to wipe out all that stuff and just make it. Yeah. You know.
Well, you know, Murfreesboro, obviously, when here's what we mayor and the council met. We met with us when Rob Lyons, our city manager, took over in 2009. We gave him four major directives. One was, first and foremost, we want safe neighborhoods. Because without that, that's the foundation, I think, that every great city is built on, if you don't feel safe. We want to be strong. Financial position was number two. We want great customer service. Even though people a lot of times don't have a choice when they have to deal with the government, mm-hmm. we want to make them feel like that they do have a choice, and we want to make them feel like that they're our only customer. So we've had an initiative of having customer service awareness throughout the city of Murfreesboro this past 12 months, with customer service training and those types of things. That's kind of where we focused, and we also want to be accessible. We've started up a Facebook page for the city of Murfreesboro. We've done other things to make people where they can communicate with, let them be aware of not only what we're doing, but they can tell us what they want us to do as well. And we know we talked about taxes earlier. I want to kind of give you a little scenario, if I could, on the kind of what you get for the money on your property taxes in Murfreesboro. And it's a pretty good way. Most people look at, Jason, of how much they pay for their cable bill or their fuel bill or their water bill or that kind of stuff, electric bill. They kind of relate that monthly payment
and
stuff.
I know one or two services I get for taxes, but this is probably going to be more educational for me than anything, too.
Sure. You know, so if you take the average home in Murfreesboro, and you broke that down to a monthly City of Murfreesboro property tax cost, if you will, that relates to about $41.58 a month is what the average property tax bill is in Murfreesboro per month. And you go, okay, you've got that. So let me tell you a little bit about what we're doing with that. We're paying down our property out of that. Our debt is our largest payment. Unlike the federal government, see, our city of Murfreesboro, we have firm policies on how we pay our money back. We can't have a deficit. We have to have a balanced budget every year. It's not legal for the city to spend any of its borrowed money on operating or reoccurring expenses. Our borrowed money has to go for roads, schools, and things like that, not reoccurring expenses. So, I know you and your listeners can relate to that. We adopt long-term capital improvement plans where no money is borrowed for any of that. Our charter prohibits us from borrowing more than 15% of our assessed value of all taxable real estate. Today, the city, we owe about $211 million, and that's what we've borrowed for our schools, our roads, our city parks, and other public facilities that the city owns.
And is that in the form of issuing bonds,
correct,
municipal bonds?
That's exactly what that is. And our current borrowing limit in the city of Murfreesboro is $363 million, based on that 15% number that I just quoted. Okay. So that leaves us, we can borrow actually another $152 million if we wanted to. We're not. We're actually paying it down. And another thing that I want the people to know, that we borrow on a 15-year note. A lot of cities borrow on 20, 25, and 30-year notes. We borrow on a 15-year note.
So conservative would be how the financial department runs its issue, which is, you know, a major cause for a lot of cities being in trouble nowadays.
Oh, absolutely. And for that $41.58 a month, we have safety and living. We have 221 police officers in Murfreesboro. And that's... Last year they answered 91,350 calls. That's about a call every 6 or 8 seconds that the police department answers a call. So it's pretty amazing. And we have a fire department have an ISO rating. Now, Grant, you can probably relate to what an ISO rating is since you're an insurance man.
I can brag on it. Our ISO is the top in the state. There are several other twos in the state, Chattanooga, Memphis, and I think Knoxville has a small little sliver, but Murfreesboro, the city of Murfreesboro, has a wonderful fire department. To get a 2, it's a 1 through 10 score, mm-hmm. and to get a 2 is it's a very elite thing to do.
So right. What does ISO stand for, in case the listeners aren't aware? Or what does it relate to?
It relates to the fire protection classes, and it depends.
Like how well they're performing?
The equipment they have, the manpower they have,
response times. Mm-hmm.
It's all about response times and how close you have fire hydrants and actual stations a lot of times. And there's a lot goes into it. It's a very complicated thing. And even our county.
So it's like their scorecard.
It's their scorecard. And a 2 is perfect. I don't know of any 1s. I've never heard of a 1.
No, a 2, there's only like 2% of the fire departments in the United States of America that have a 2 ISO rating. And Murfreesboro has an ISO rating of a 2.
And relating to your rate, because Murfreesboro has done such a good job, all the people in the city out there pay a lower rate on their homeowners premiums across the board.
Is it a city issue? You have to live in the cities or county?
In the city of Murfreesboro.
I guess you're in the county.
I think the county has about a 9.
It just depends on the area. The county is doing better and better based on, you know, Murfreesboro, a lot of the stuff that they have implemented that the county is kind of piggybacking on. But I mean, the city of Murfreesboro, and people ask me this, they'll move from the city to the county and they're like, well, why did my rate go up? The house is pretty much the same, you know, da 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 da, nothing's changed. I said, well, in the city of Murfreesboro, you have a 2, which is very hard to beat. I mean, in it, you know, so next time, you know, you're thinking about what the city actually provides, that's one thing they do, lower homeowners rates.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you get for that $41. And also you get parks and recreation department. We have over 1,100 acres of public parks that people enjoy in Murfreesboro. And obviously we just redone the new sports com, that new, we call it the beach of Murfreesboro, if you will. And
big, huge slide up.
That's right.
It's
several
fun.
Of them.
It's fun.
And, you know, the attendance and the revenues broke all records when we done that. We spent a lot of money on it, but it's been well worth it for the citizens to enjoy. I mean, you get to see something back for your tax dollars.
And do you guys study that sort of thing when you make a capital investment and go, here's what our projection is on? How intensive is that?
Well, that sports comp pool in particular was built in 1986. So, and it was approaching 25 to 30 years old.
When you just came into office, I guess.
Correct. Right before I came into office, actually. And it had about a $2 million worth of repairs that had to be done. The deck was settling, all the underground piping were leaking. So we was going to have to go in there and either dig that pool up and just repair that pool as it was, or build something that we felt like everyone from a toddler to adult could enjoy. So that's what we did.
And being on the south side of the Barfield Park, but there's a newer park out the north side too, out there. I guess it would be Siegel Park is the name of it. Is Bradley, is that part of the city as well, operation? Or are they funded by the school system, or how's that work?
You're talking about the...
Patterson Park?
Patterson Park, yeah. The city of Murfreesboro owns Patterson. That's part of our Parks and Recreation Department.
I was in there last week, and every place I've been into this room of the city is just well maintained, and just now hit me. You really don't see that in other parts of the city.
To give you two more things real quick, I know time is getting away from us, but we're in the process right now of rebuilding the Kids Castle Playground at Old Fort Parkway. That's been there for about 13, 14 years, and it's been a victim of its own success. It's been played to death, if you will. So we're going to tear that down, and we're going to build a brand-new playground there. And the city's looking to also act an acquisition of a new park, like the McKnight Park, or one like the Siegel Park, if you will, over on the west side of town, over in the Blackman area. We're going to purchase 200 to 300 acres.
Wow.
And build a new park for the west side of Murfreesboro.
I would have said that road, if I would have had to guess, I would have said that road is the busiest, not Church Street.
Yeah.
The way the traffic is kind of set up on that west side. Go into one of the things that your platform is based on has been crime. I know you've been a big advocate to reducing crime rates in your tenure in office. How is that? I don't know if the news, it seems like to me I'm hearing more news stories, and I know it's sexy to read about, but I think I've read that it's kind of going down.
Yeah.
But
well, you know, you'll hear, you know, when something happens, you'll hear something bad, like the shooting that took place the other day. And I, you know, that was an isolated instance where, you know, basically a kid shot another kid. I mean, it was just it wasn't a gang related. It wasn't, an issue. It just happened. And so you'll hear about those things. So those things are very unfortunate, and we have levels of concern, and we will address those. But every city has issues on that. But Murfreesboro, in fact, that even through our extremely fast growth, crime has actually went down. All the major crimes have went down about 5 to 6%. Murder, rape, larceny, all those types of things. They've actually decreased the crime instead of increased. So we're very proud. We have one of the best police departments of any city around.
I'll tell you, I noticed a big thing with there for a while, just a short period, there was a lot of the gang signs around town. And then I saw where you guys had done some stuff to implement a gang task force. And you hear about that kind of thing, and then it's like, well, you don't really know because I don't live in the gang-ridden areas, fortunately. But I noticed that the actual signage and the spray painting of the stuff has been pretty much eliminated. I don't see it at all. And there for a while, it was really bad. So
we did it in February of last year. We implemented a gang unit. from our detectives. And so that therefore, we know that every city has, you know, you can't stick your head in the sand and say we don't have gangs, because we do. Right. We're aware of that. Every city has them, even your small cities. So, but and we've addressed that, and we've got a gang unit that we address that with. And now another thing you can go, we go to the city's website, and we have actually, the police department has put a map where you can click on your neighborhood, and you can actually see the crimes that have happened in your neighborhood.
Really?
If you want to know what crimes are happening in my, or where the crimes are happening, you can go to this map and click on it, and it'll tell you what crimes are happening and where they're happening.
I don't think I want to know.
Well, you might want to know. I mean, everybody, you know, if you're looking, I sell real estate for a living. A lot of times that's a great tool. People
right.
go, what kind of neighborhood is this? And I said, well, you can go online and you can
that's
check it out.
Definitely a great resource. I will put a link to that on the financialdoctors.net website just to make it a resource for you listeners so you can check the crime rates. That's unique.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a break, but if you're just listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, special edition here, Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher. When we come back, we're going to talk more about his reelection campaign, more about the city of Murfreesboro, but we're glad you're with us, and you're listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwqualls.com.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in shopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Hi, this is Dusty Brown, owner and artist for Dusty Brown Style, a line of distinct accessories and apparel with style and quality, all handcrafted in my Murfreesboro studio. When it comes to my line, each bead is hand-picked for the perfect visual appeal. You'll find beaded necklaces, bracelets, and sterling silver earrings that can't be mistaken for mass-produced big-box items, hitting all of the right notes and created for you by me, Dusty Brown. My color combos and materials set a Dusty Brown piece apart. Antique keys, watches, and lockets adorn sterling silver, copper, and brass chains. Gemstones, wood, and glass beads give my clients quality over quantity. My leather clutches and cuffs are hand-cut from the hide and dyed for the perfect look. If you like what you've heard, take a look at Sugaree's on the Square, Reeves Sane Drugstore, Lime Tiger Studio located on Maple, the Chamber Gift Shop, or MTMZ's Gift Shop for Dusty Brown Style. Visit www.dustybrown.net or call 615-439-7836.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finished hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. They will beat any written estimate from any legitimate competitor and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680 or find them online by going to JasonRecommends at FinancialDoctors.net.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. Special edition today, if you're just joining in, Chris Bratcher, Vice Mayor, City Council Member, is with us today. And let's get back on task here.
Can I sing money?
Sure. You like the OJs?
I didn't think you're
old enough.
I don't
think you're old enough to hear, to know this song, Chris. But you got eight people going after three seats in Murfreesboro City Council elections, April 17th. Is it normally that competitive? You know, why do so many people want this job? I guess me being someone that's kind of out of that realm, I don't know a whole lot about it. But why would someone say, "I want that"? Is it just a drive to help the city, or is it an ego thing?
Yeah. You know, I am really glad that we've got a lot of people running. I'm thrilled that there's a lot of people in Murfreesboro who want to get involved and takes an initiative to run. Because, you know, running for office is a difficult thing. I've done it a lot. So, you know, Murfreesboro's a great town. I think people just want to be a part of it. And we've been very successful. We're the envy of a lot of cities across Tennessee and across the South. Everybody looks at Murfreesboro as a leader. You don't have to drive too far to look around, even to Nashville and the surrounding cities. In Murfreesboro is head and shoulders above any of them in the way we operate, our employees, everything about us is we're the talk of the state.
Well, that's awesome. We'll get and let you close out the show with really what your key issue is going to be and why voters should go out and elect you again April 17th. But let's get Grant with Middle Tennessee Insurance involved again. We're trying to give away this last gift card. Yep. We've had one caller.
One caller. We need one more. We got one more $10 Demas's gift certificate. We save the average person, a couple autos in a home, about $500 to $700 a year. It's huge. So you're not only will you get the $10 Demas's gift certificate, but you're going to have an opportunity to save a big money on your insurance and support the Habitat for Humanity. So call in now, 893-1450, 893-1450. Right now it's the first caller that calls in. Hit the phones. But I have a question. I'd like to circle back around to the Amazon for Chris here. On the Amazon thing, what kind of concessions did the city make to get Amazon to come in here? What did we give up to get them in here?
All right, Grant, that's a great question. I've been asked that before. And kind of ironically enough, the city of Murfreesboro, we didn't give up any concessions. We didn't give any property tax breaks or any cuts whatsoever. Now, the state of Tennessee, I think, they've done some things for Amazon to get them as far as road improvements and different things to get that many people on and off of that site onto I-24 in a safe manner. And now they funneled that money through the state, through the city of Murfreesboro as a clearinghouse, if you will. But the city of Murfreesboro, we didn't give up any concessions. We didn't buy any land. We didn't give them any property tax breaks or anything like that. So,
wow. So we're going to be taking full advantage. The taxpayers are going to get full advantage of that from day one as soon as they open up.
Absolutely. And we're working around the clock out there to get that building built.
That's great. That's great. That says a lot about Murfreesboro that we didn't have to give up a lot to do it.
Well, Murfreesboro, you know, we used to have to really, and we still do recruit jobs, but we used to have to beg them to come to Murfreesboro. But now we find that these big companies and even, like I said, the small businesses, they're coming to Murfreesboro and they're wanting to do business with us.
Okay, I've got one more here before we close it out. I know that one of the big things, of course, has been during your tenure, of course, but there was the convention center out there at the Avenue. A lot of people were worried about that and that it was going to be a money suck like we see a lot of metropolitan areas. They go in and they invest a bunch of money and then it doesn't do good. And then the taxpayers end up fitting the bill for it. How is that doing? Are we paying out anything or is it positive or negative cash flow?
Well, you know, when the city of Murfreesboro, when we created that vision, if you will, years ago, ago. Actually, Mayor Joe B. Jackson had the first vision on that new interstate exchange and creating the Medical Center Parkway. And obviously, we've got the new hospital.
Right.
And that's been a regional medical facility for everyone. And just as a little side note, just that one road, the Medical Center Parkway, with the oaks and the avenues and the businesses that are out there on that corridor, that one street alone creates one-third of the sales tax revenues for the entire Rutherford County, not just the city of Murfreesboro, wow. but for the entire county.
That's powerful.
People come in off of I-24, and if you'll go through the avenues and through those businesses, look at the license plates. It's people from all over the United States. They're driving down I-24. They jump off. They shop. They eat. They get their gas. We don't have to provide them any services for their kids. We don't have to provide them police service, fire service, schools. We just take their money. Get them back on I-24.
Improves our city.
And we get the benefits for it. But getting back to the convention center, that convention center is booked up now for, I think, close to 24 months out in advance.
Wow.
And in the city of Murfreesboro, we do not run that convention center. We have zero employees. That's run by the Embassy Suite Hotels people. That's what they do. That's what they do best. So we built it. We get the revenue off of it, and they run it.
That's awesome. That's great. Good to hear. Glad to hear it. Sounds like you're doing
a
great job.
We're about 4 minutes away from having to close out the show, and Chris, we're glad you decided to come be a part of the show today. We're really grateful for that. But if there's one key point you want to make to all the listeners out there, why they need to cast their vote for you on April 17th, what would that be?
Well, you know, Jason, I want to tell everybody, first of all, whether you vote for Chris Bradger or vote for somebody else, please just go vote. You know, we have about 10% of the people in Murfreesboro that vote, and there's two trains of thought on that. One is I feel like people are pretty happy with the way Murfreesboro's been going. We had a property tax increase in 13 years. We've got great schools. We've got great recreational facilities, police, fire, our sanitation. We pick up. Everything we're doing, I think people are happy with. So happy people tend not to go vote. But please, if you don't mind, just get it. Make an effort to go vote. And I love Murfreesboro. That's the only reason I do this. I don't do this because we don't make any money to speak of for doing what we do. I do it because I love giving back to Murfreesboro. I want to create jobs. I want to create a place where we can live, work, and play, and raise our kids and our grandkids, and we can all stay right here in Murfreesboro. So please, starting March 28th is early voting, and I would ask you can vote. Please vote for Chris Bradger, if you don't mind, please.
Well, you got it. March 28th through April 17th, and they vote right on public. I guess there's voting stations on the 17th, but right now early voting is right on the square.
Right. If you vote on election day, you'll vote wherever your precinct is, but you have early voting starting March 28th. You can vote on the square, the SportsCom, or on Vine Street.
Great. Well, we got about 2 minutes here left in the special edition of the Financial Doctors Radio Show. Let me get a quick shout out here. We got Borough Hoops is sponsoring a hoopathon at the Leslie Hall School of Dance, and it is a benefit that's going to go to the American Heart Association. So if you're in the area near the Leslie School of Dance, go check out that hoopathon. Make a donation. There's lots of giveaways, and just a great way to enjoy, you know, give back to a great organization on this great sunny Saturday afternoon. But we're going to close out the show, and we've had a great guest today, Vice Mayor Chris Bradger. Go cast your vote for him through early voting March 28th through April 17th. But we'll be back next week with another special edition. We'll have another special guest on the Financial Doctors Radio Show. But if you want more about the radio show, go to financialdoctors.net. For more about me, go to jasonwqualls.com. And remember, there's always more than one way to skin a cat in financial planning. Financial planning should be objective and cover your entire financial life. If you want a free initial, no conflict of interest initial consultation, give me a call, 878-2134. But till next week, thanks to our producer, Zach. Thanks for Grant for being here. And our guest, Chris Bradger. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. Oh,